Hey, what up, what up? Welcome to another G30 podcast coming to you after the international break. I am Count Chalk here with Timmy. What's up, Tim? Oh, you're muted.
What's up, y'all? My bad. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
You can tell we've been a minute. I'm like launching it all preemptively without everything going. Whatever. If you're listening to the pod later, you'll hear all these antics. Just me and Timmy today. Mike, you know, we hit spring break. Most of you know I work in schools and I'm on spring break. Mikey's on spring break. So who knows where he is right now? You know,
I know
how that goes. Timmy, have you been? You've been traveling the world, man.
Yeah, I went to the Azteca for the first time ever in my life. That was a crazy game. I will tell you that much.
Yeah,
the atmosphere was crazy. Like absolutely insane. Nothing I've ever experienced before. That was absolutely insane.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about these international games. So if you're listening to this, we are recording early Thursday afternoon. Last night, the United States lost to Costa Rica 2-0. We've never won there for a qualifier, which is crazy to think about. You know, they came out kind of sloppy and got smacked 2-0. But, you know, of course, that's all part of the plan. According to the U.S. camp, they needed to not lose by 6-0 after beating Panama 4-0, and then getting a result in, where was that, against Mexico at Azteca, which is the game you were at, Timmy. So
yes,
last night as well, Mexico seals the deal. They won, I think, 1-0, right?
It was 2-0.
2-0, and they're in the World Cup too. Canada rounding up the octagon at number one, and then Mexico number two, U.S. number three, and Costa Rica number four, with the playoff game leading to the World Cup. So let's, before we get back into the reactions, because Timmy, you've seen Twitter already, it's all crazy. As well, per usual, myself included, I was kind of salty. What was your experience at that first game of the group at Azteca? Like, what was that day like? What did you do leading up to the game? Like, what was it like?
Well, first, I had to take a taxi there, which was absolutely insane. The traffic in Mexico City is no joke. But luckily, it was okay because it was earlier in the day, but it was still pretty crazy considering we got there like 3 hours early, and it was still like, whoa, like it took us a good minute to get there. And on top of that, it was such a hassle to get in because you had to register your ticket and all that just to like just show like, hey, I'm the person that owns this ticket. And they didn't send my uncle like the QR code. So my cousin already knew. They were like, oh, shoot.
Oh, Timmy dropped out. I'll vamp a little bit while he's getting his stuff ready. Man, G30 after the break is not good. So Timmy was just in the middle of telling us about his story about attending the U.S.-Mexico game in Mexico City. And it seems like he sees hands in the chat. What's up, Ting? You guys are early. Yeah, we're getting it early today. Timmy, if you're listening to this, back out and back in, and then we'll do editing magic later. I don't know what happened to him, but he seemed to have a pretty crazy time in Mexico City. He said the security guards were really intense and ramped up. You know, certainly that was probably a response to what's been happening in the games, following the issues, you know, the fan violence and the stuff that's been going on down there. The United States and Mexico played to a draw. Mexico went on, I think, to draw. The U.S. beat Panama 4-0 from there. And last night, Mexico handled business, and the United States really, you know, they kind of shit the bed. Chris is in the chat. Solomon, I see baby stuff. Yeah, that's right. I'm getting ready to have a baby. So if you're watching this live, you can see the stuff in the background, all the stuff starting to pop up. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Timmy. I think he's having technical difficulties. But you know, the oh, there he is. Hey, yeah. Timmy. Yeah, I was trying.
Dude, that was crazy. That was so crazy. Like my laptop was like at half, and then all of a sudden it just went boom.
It
just
died.
Like completely died. Yeah.
So I was just telling the people very poorly about the you know, the results of the group. I was sharing with them that you had said the security was pretty gnarly at the Azteca, right?
Oh, like probably, yeah, man.
Probably in light of the Atlas game, right?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I have never seen I've never seen like a police force run so deep at a soccer game. And that was, it was cool, but scary to experience because like the whole like USA supporter section was in like one area and you immediately see like the whole entire like SWAT team just come out of like a certain area and like completely surround them. It was absolutely insane. That is something I'm probably going to have in my head forever. That was absolutely insane.
How did you find? Oh, Mikey, Michael's in the chat right now. What is this? This is like G30 Spring Break Edition. It's just all over the place. Mikey's in the chat. C-San's in the chat.
Whoa.
I'm gonna email some links out really quickly here, and we'll see if whoever wants to join the show willy nilly can join the show. So we'll do that. But Timmy, how was the rest of your time in Mexico?
It was great. Like the food there, absolutely phenomenal. The whole entire experience was like absolutely great. I pretty much like walked everywhere that was like in close distance. I'm pretty sure I know like the whole entire city from the back of my head. It was absolutely insane. But like also we went to go see like the ruins. Unfortunately, we couldn't walk up them to go see like the entire view. But just being there and seeing like the sun ruin and the moon ruin, I was like, wow, like this is real. It didn't feel real. It felt like I was in like a picture that someone took. You know what I mean? That's what it felt like.
For sure. So you came back. You made it back. You thought the fans and everything were cool?
Yeah. You know what? The atmosphere wasn't as tense as I thought it would be. Like, it was very calm. It was cool. It was collected. It felt like a regular game. But obviously, it was like a very historical rivalry. But I don't know. It didn't feel that way. But I guess you could say the security did a good job. But I don't know. Because that was my first time going to that game, but I didn't feel the tenseness of it.
I went to the 2011 Mexico USA Gold Cup final, and that was pretty tense. But that was a different time.
Crazy. Yeah,
Because let's catch up. Would you miss? C-San's making fun of me for baby stuff back there. I'm about ready to have a kid. I don't know what you guys are gonna do. You guys are gonna have to hold down the fort. You guys are gonna have to hold down the fort when I'm down for a week or two with the new kid. Chris says they got to be safe for FIFA. That's true. They've been slapped a couple times with, you know, for saying the chant and whatever. So,
yeah, you know what? They actually changed up the chant. It was like, oh, Mexico. But, you know, some people still said that other word.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. They're trying. Because they know how, like, I'm not going to say it was, they know how impactful that chant was. And for them to, like, change it up and then to try to, like, have it said a different way, it's just crazy because they know how, like, because when everyone's saying like, oh my god, they don't say this like chant anymore, it's like, oh, it's so weird. Yeah, but then they were able to find a way to, like, you know, make it better, I guess you could say, in a sense. But hey,
Chris in the chat says, what word? I don't know, this is new to me. I'm not gonna take that.
I ain't saying that. I want to
stop it. They'll stop us at the gate at the Galaxy game. All right, let's, you know, the U.S. is in, you know, Mexico's in, the reactions on Twitter, Timmy, I don't know, a lot of the G's, you know, who are also U.S. supporters have kind of taken that same tenor to the U.S. results, right? Like Mikey and I were watching the game last night and we were like, I mean, even I was pessimistic at that point. I was like, whatever, we get in. Like with a loss, you know, I know the LA is our house guys. We're kind of in the same boat. Like, you don't want to limp into the World Cup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I know there's been a lot of criticism with Mexico and the age of their team and, you know, their hesitancy to call in Chicharito for whatever reason. There's drama on that side. And, you know, there's a lot of questions around, like, why didn't Julian get time? Some people I saw this morning were saying it's because of his showing for the Galaxy. So I don't know. Just in a sentence or two, what do you make Mexico going into the World Cup? What do you think?
I mean, they're a decent team. They just don't have someone that has the ability to finish. And I was telling my friends who are also Mexico supporters, they were all like, yeah, bro, like, Jimenez, he's not the same after the injury. I'm like, yes, I know, which is why you need someone that will come on in the 60th minute as a super sub and could potentially finish those chances. And this is what I said it in those words. I said, you know, if Chicharito was in those positions, I felt like he would have finished it. And I said it like that. I don't know.
And the U.S. has a kind of a forward issue too. Like, fuck, missed it. Like, they just can't finish, you know? And they have like a million. It's like the Galaxy. You have a million chances and you can't finish. PFOC blew one. Christian blew a couple over the window. They are missing McKinney. But Reyna looks good. And, you know, like, there's Bumusa looks good. So there's a lot going on in there. So I don't know, man. Let's talk about these G's heading into Portland. I've kind of honestly not thought about the Galaxy for 2 weeks. I kind of put it away. We didn't come back, you know, to discuss the result in who did we lose to at home?
Orlando.
You know, Timmy, the play hat. Well, you were sitting behind me, so like you saw it. The game in Orlando came down to one play. It was the Nick DePue slip, and on the backside, you know, Araujo wasn't really marking the dude like he needed to mark the dude. They score. We have a million chances. Oh, look who it is.
What's good, guys? It's spring break for sure.
He's a little late.
It's fine.
It's all good. We were just talking about the Orlando game, Mikey.
Oh yeah, we suck. I'm over it, dog.
That game came down to one play. Look, I'm not big on like the expected goals
and the stat
and like all that shit. I get that it's a valuable stat for some people. For what it's worth, the Galaxy was expected like multiple goals. Kevin Cabral was expected multiple goals, and Orlando was expected less than one. They capitalized on a mistake. They punished the Galaxy. They had to go into the international break with their tail between their legs. And I don't know, you know, whatever. So we're 2-2. There's a lot of people around kind of having that same conversation as last year. Like, oh, it's, you know, it's early. The way that they're playing in the games, I think, is good. I agree with that. People are like, they're losing, but the way they're losing is not the way they're losing last year. I don't think that's very productive. Shit. Yeah. So I don't know, Mike. What do you think?
It's the same shit. A loss is a loss, and there's no good way to lose.
Yeah.
Is it a step forward? Are we getting crushed 4-0 like we would to Orlando last season? No. But why are we giving credit to a team that's not getting 3 points?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Why are we trying to find some saving grace after the end of each of the games we don't win? And it's going to be the same shit, dog. I'm just so tired. And we had this conversation yesterday of the way things are ran here. And I'm fucking sick of it. We're 3 games in, right? Three?
Four.
We're four games into the season, and I'm fucking over it, dog. I couldn't be asked.
Yeah. Timmy, what do you think?
I mean, I'm on the same boat as Mikey, man. I mean, I don't know. I honestly, after that game, I was more frustrated and left speechless on how, like, we did not win that game. I was really confused. Like you said, it was all because of that one play and that one slip by Nick DePue and the poor positioning by Julian Araujo. I just – oh, man, that goal, like, really pissed me off, man. I'm not going to front. We should have definitely won the game. We had the chances, too. We outshot them so many times. We could have – it was just a shit show. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, it's not good. It doesn't lend itself to a whole lot of confidence going into Portland. I don't know. I want to pick your guys' brain about this. It's like the structure is back. I feel better. Mm-hmm. Mikey, I was by myself for a minute. I was freaking out.
Yeah, dude. I was on Twitter. I was driving and I saw it was just you and I went,
whoa. I gotta talk to Josh Gessman about how he does that. Mm-hmm. So looking ahead to the Portland game, they didn't do so well. I think they got they played over the weekend. You know, I think there was a red card in that game. I think they drew. I'm pulling up the stats now. I mean, historically, can we beat Portland? Yes. Historically, do we have a really good record at whatever their stadium is called? Providence Park. What are the Coffee Brothers though? Dutch Bros or something like
Dutch
that.
Bros.
Dutch Bros Stadium. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Roland. they drew to Orlando 1-1. I think there was a red card in this game. I'm trying to pull the stats up real quick. There was a red card. They do not have Van Rankin, who's their like leader on the back line. Their only goal was from Paredes. It was a PK. Yeah, not great. They didn't play great. Orlando didn't play great. Shit show of a game. They are plus one something, and we are plus one something. So they're like, oh, this game's going to be a shit show by the odds. My question to you guys is, what do you think happens with the lineup, given that the international break seems like an organic place to kind of make changes to the starting 11? I'm looking at the back line. I think you see Williams again, and I think, I don't know, maybe Zavaleta, he had a good window. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I think Zavaleta played well, but I'm very convinced that he's a fraud. I'm not convinced on him in any respect. So if you want to put him in, now would be the time. But I feel like we're going to follow suit and have it be the Galaxy way. We win our first game of this season by the hair on our chin, and then we're just going to fucking lose. So if we're going to fucking lose, let's get it over with. And if we know we're not going to go into Portland to compete, who will fuck us up at their place? Don't even bother. Don't even bother, Greg. Please.
Jimmy. Well, what do you want him to do? What do you want him to do? Because we'll be mad. We'll be mad. We'll be mad at the other side. We'll be mad at the side.
Fucking figure it out. That's what I want him to fucking do. He's had a year and a half and some change.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think it's definitely the same shit as last season.
I think it's definitely on Greg at this point. That's for sure.
I'm fucking over it. And I'm not gonna call for Greg's head, but it's like, dude, can you fucking figure it out, please?
Yeah.
Something.
Sure. I'm with you. I'm with you.
I'm just fucking over it. I've had it here. Dejan doesn't get time. What the fuck is he doing? I would pay for his plane ticket to fucking leave because he doesn't deserve to ride the bench here.
Yeah.
I'd pay for his fucking plane ticket. Dejan.
He was the leading scorer. He was leading the scorer on his team in Austria.
Yeah. Go the fuck back, because obviously you don't fit into our system. I would love for him to stay, but I feel bad for him that he's sitting on the bench in a mid-table MLS 2.0 team.
Yeah. For sure. I think that's valid. I think we've had the answer for a while, but yeah, I think it's like, you can say that now, like the way the office runs, the way the stadium runs, the way the game day experience is, the, you know, and like, this is really harsh. And like, I don't really care at this point, but, it's 2.0 as fuck. For sure.
We are dated.
Yeah.
We are fucking dated.
Yeah, for sure. Timmy.
I say we see more of Derek coming in. I think Lirdom gets the start since Julian Araujo is just coming off fresh off of the international break. So I think we see more of Lirdom. I would love to see Jovalik start, but you know how that goes. I would love to, but I don't think. But Costa's gonna be out. He's questionable. I watched the press conference today. He's gonna be questionable.
Told you guys. Fucking told you guys. But that's okay.
Yeah, but we are gonna. I think we're for sure gonna see Sam start. Cabral's gonna start. It's gonna be the same thing, pretty much. Besides the Lirdom change, possibly the Zavaleta starting, possibly William starting. It's all possible. Everything's up in the air at this point.
You're basically back to the same starting lineup as you ended last year with the exception of Lirdom.
Yeah, Lirdom
and Williams will be hopefully fit. But like again, you're dropping into him a game at Portland. For his first game back where he fucked up last year, like, you know, there's like a lot of storylines in this game that I don't think aren't getting play at the moment. And it's, you know, it just is. And maybe all of those preseason rumors we heard about, you know, maybe they're phoning the year in the plane kit or whatever, like they're phoning it in because next year they're going to do some shit. They're going to rebrand or like they're going to do something because what else do you do? Oh man, I'm frustrated. Like now I'm frustrated. And I don't know either. It's just not fun. You know, it's like it's not fun at the moment. I think the Galaxy takes all of that momentum at the beginning of every season. And I think it's been that way two or three seasons now, COVID aside, where you have this great trust in the team by the fans, the great push. And the great kind of backing that we do at the beginning of every year and willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. And I think maybe, just maybe, if they can't fucking figure it out and if they lose in Portland, which is likely, I don't know. I mean, next week, if we come back and they had won, I'll eat the crow like I do. You know, it is what it is. But if they lose in Portland, I think the reaction is going to be ugly. I think that's it. I think you've exhausted all of your goodwill. And there's a lot of people kind of towing the party line and saying, like, it'll be fine, you know? But, like, at what point, I guess, Mike, to your point, and Timmy, to your point more recently, like, when is it okay to be critical? Yeah, when is it? What are we even doing here? What are we even doing here?
It's getting to the point where it's like, I don't want to fucking watch the team if I know the result.
Well, they're not fun to watch. And I think that's a really big issue. And, you know, a lot of people will say, and I'll be the first to stand up and say, you know, en las buenas y las malas, right? Like, for sure. I'm not sitting here saying, like,
but nothing is good at the moment.
Yeah. I'm not saying, like, fuck the Galaxy. Like, I love the Galaxy. I will forever, but, like,
fuck the Galaxy.
It's frustrating. It's, yeah, but you're looking to say fuck anybody right now. So
true.
You know, take it for what it is.
True.
But I don't know. I just don't really know. I don't really know what to do.
What I think we need to fucking do is get someone, and I, you know, Greg could be our fucking mainstay guy or our mainstay guy for the longest.
I don't think the problem's Greg. I think the problem's they give him players and say, make it work.
Well, fuck it. You know, it's been our story for however how long.
Yeah, that's what they did to GBS.
Everyone was Lothan, right? So, I mean, we shouldn't really have our hopes set too high with anyone else that walked in the door.
We couldn't win with God, man. Not even God could save us.
No.
Oh, my God. This was so pessimistic. I didn't go into it, like, thinking it would be this way today.
No, because it's fucking ridiculous. Like, it's
how do you lose to Orlando? Without Pato starting? He didn't even play at all that game.
He didn't even play, bro, dude. He came
Pato
out.
Pato's not even good. That's the issue, and we still lost.
I just don't know what you do. I don't know what you do. So, okay, so this is turning into G30. I'm going to change the title of this episode. This is going to be just like complete, like, you know, like just venting. Get out all the bad energy before Sunday.
Just word vomit.
Word vomit. But, dude, it's not good. And I think if they... The way the feeling in the fans right now is not good. It's taken like a really sharp turn. I think before it's like 50-50, it's like, let them
know why? You know why? Because we were promised change. And it doesn't look like we have a whole lot of it. So
yeah,
everyone can politely go fuck themselves from the front office all the way down. Fuck you. Just fuck everyone. Please make it work. There is no reason as a club why we should be losing to Orlando when we have the options on our bench to help us win those games.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm down. I'll throw in the towel right now, right here. I fucking give up on Cabral. I give up on Cabral. Throw the towel in. Admit you fucked up and give Dejan time.
He's on a 5-year deal.
Yeah. Fuck that one up, huh, Greg?
And you know what? Like, ultimately, they could buy him out, but there you go. You're like, you can't develop your team and you can't bring in people because you're constantly you're having to buy out your mistakes. Obviously, you know, if Costa was feeling good, I still maybe wouldn't play him in Portland on that terrible, terrible field where people get hurt all the time. But, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen... the media. Timmy, have you seen anything about the... I know you were probing Twitter earlier about getting updates about the media call. Did you see anything?
Not really. The only thing I was really interested in was to see if Costa's availability. And it was basically just Greg saying the same thing, the adjustments, this and that. We clearly have the possession and this and that. But it's just like the same old thing that I've heard.
I don't know.
This has been a very interesting episode.
Very different.
Very different.
People are gonna come from the last one where we like had a very mature discussion about like world soccer, and then one's like, break. Fuck, we have to play. It's spring break. We have to. It's not good. I think the result of the U.S. game last night is coloring this a little bit. I think you know, certainly Mexico scraping by too. It doesn't feel good.
I mean, they were gonna make it though. That's the issue. They were gonna make it.
What do you have? Yeah, it's just like, what do we, what if I was to ask you, what are you looking forward to watching the Galaxy do on Sunday?
Nothing.
What would you say? Nothing. Yeah, that, and that's a huge fucking problem. It's a huge problem.
No Costa. Most likely no Costa. Dejan's not going to get time. Cabral's going to fucking be a noodle and shoot shit over the bar and fucking fail to get on the score sheet once again.
Yeah,
and Depew's going to fuck up. Zavaleta's going to start, or Derek Williams is going to start, and he's going to fucking kill someone again.
Yeah.
You know, we're, dude, so bad. We're so bad.
Yeah, it's just, it feels really bad. It feels really bad.
It feels like, you know, we got that win out of the jump this season, but all it took was one game, and it's the same sort of resounding feeling from last season where it's just this bad taste in all of our mouths of just like, is this is the club that we spend thousands of dollars on as season ticket members and for jerseys and for parking and for shit at the stadium? Like,
yeah, true. Timmy, you got to say something. You've been too quiet.
Yeah. I just don't know what to say, man. It's, I'm not ready for Portland, that's for sure. I don't know. I'm just praying the people that are traveling to Portland hopefully have a good experience and I hope they see a good game, man. I just, oh man.
No one sitting here is wanting to be like, man, it's terrible, but like it is. It is.
We're, we're being realistic.
And they don't have any ideas, like tactic. Like they're playing well, but they don't finish and they get punished. And like you said, Mike, I guess that's fair. You're not getting blown out 4-5-0 or whatever, but you know, an L is an L, and it's really frustrating. And I think the moral of this episode has just been frustration and kind of like just not, it sucks to not look forward to the game. You know, it sucks.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to the World Cup more than I'm looking forward to, I mean, I feel like that's for everyone because it's the World Cup, but as a U.S. fan, I'm looking more forward to the World Cup than next week's game. Definitely. I could go without watching the Galaxy this season.
Okay. Well, Timmy, final thoughts?
Hopefully we get some result
on Sunday. Score prediction.
Man. I'm going to have Mikey go first.
Who's at Portland? We lose.
I think 1-1 and like everyone's upset still.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to be like a tie 1-1. We lose in like the last minute.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we tie the last minute.
Yeah, it's like you. Yeah. Okay, boys. Where can they find you for all of your hot, spicy takes, Mike?
You can come follow me on Twitter at CFC Michael, and you can come check us out on Twitter at the G30 podcast. That's where you can find me.
Timmy.
You can find me on my Twitter right there down below. And you can find me on my Instagram at SpicyTaco18. And this has been another episode of G30.
All right. And I'm Count Chuck 786. And wow, today was a very interesting episode.
Yeah.
See you.
Vibes.
See you on the flip. Later.